brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are going to have another jam-packed broadcast for you on this Monday, the 21st day of May, 2012. But I'm going to open the phones up in the first 45 minutes of this hour today ahead of guests and masses of news because I want to get your take on Bilderberg 2012. I wanted to cover some of this yesterday, and there's since been more news reportage on it. Washington Post, Politico, you name it. They're admitting, hey, there is a group of global elitists that meet in secret. And yes, Alex Jones found out the location of it. But he's still a bad man, and it's a conspiracy theory not to like him. And here is Politico, Rubio, and the Bilderberg Conspiracy. Are you planning to be there? Bilderberg 2012, Chantilly, Virginia. Yes, it's really there. Yes, I'm going to be there covering it. And yes, we're hearing from people all over the U.S. and all over the world. We're going to be there, not just protesting the minions of these people at NATO in a big police state rollout in Chicago where they're charging people with terrorism for having beer-making equipment. No, they don't want attention on this confab. But they now know because of protests coming, they've got to go ahead and admit it exists. And millions of people are going, wait a minute, I thought that didn't exist. The ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center said it didn't exist. And it was part of fantasies. Kind of like the government doesn't stage terror attacks, doesn't ship guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. So we're going to be breaking that down. Also, I tried to get into this some yesterday, but never really had time properly. I want to get into learned helplessness, cognitive dissonance, how it ties into the Overton window, the normalcy bias, and the Stockholm syndrome. I will spend some time on that today, probably in the last 30 minutes of the show. Lennon LaRouche wants to pop in and give us an update on what's happening with the impeachment moves against Obama. And the word that we're getting from Corsi and a lot of other people is that Obama may be going out the door. In fact, I had Corsi and Tarpley on. They were agreeing with that yesterday. Also, Derek Brose is going to be joining us. They have successfully gotten the city council to say, okay, we know it's illegal. We won't have the TSA out doing random searches on highways and roads and bus stations in Houston. Well, I don't believe that for a minute. They just want the opposition to go away. They'll be back. But it shows that when we stand up, we have an effect. It's patently illegal. And then Fritz Springmeier is going to be joining us to talk about a host of issues. People have really been requesting that he be back on the show. So he'll be with us in the second hour. But today, I want to give people, first-time callers, that is, a chance to call in on any of the news. Obama's agent for 16 years, 9 months, saying he was born in Kenya. You do get the agents get the info from the author. The author provides that to him, and this is open and shut. What's your take on that? What's your take on every few days they're busting people with huge containers full of dead babies being sent to Satanists to be eaten? But your normalcy bias can't handle that, so I understand some of you new listeners think I'm joking. London Independent, Britain arrested in Thailand after being found with roasted babies. And, of course, that dovetails the article last week about the powdered babies, 17,000 pills with the dead babies in them. So that's all coming up. Big news on the economy front. Big news, the House has reaffirmed in the new defense bill the NDAA secret arrest and disappearance of the American people. But wait, it gets better. It gets better. They are also reporting that they're going to remove the federal law that when the Pentagon and CIA engage in deception and disinformation. Oh, you mean they do that? Our loving government lies? There's been a law against doing that domestically, but they're going to get rid of that. And that's in the bill that's moving forward towards passage, to have the Army involved in lying to you. Of course, it's already going on. What do they do to the troops all day? But not in Kansas anymore is certainly the slogan. 800-259-9231. The phones are open, 800-259-9231. Strap yourselves in. It is a big broadcast. Stay with us. I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 21st day of May 2012, and we're going to be here live for the next 3 hours. Derek Bros is going to be popping in. They're down in Houston, and the police say, okay, it's illegal to have the TSA groping you on the streets now. We promise we won't do it again. Please don't be angry. Go back to sleep. Everything's fine. Fritz Springmeier is going to be joining us to talk about world events and the fact that CPS, the elites, the abortuaries, as he's written in his books for more than 15 years, are supplying baby parts for satanic rituals. I have multiple mainstream articles about that today, including Britain arrested in Thailand after being found with 6 roasted babies. And he was advertising it on a black magic website, all the power you'd get when you got the babies roasted, wrapped in gold leaf. Hey, the crew went out and got breakfast tacos this morning wrapped in aluminum foil and salsa. And the funny thing is, I've never wanted to eat baby or have it wrapped in gold leaf like I'm a very important person. Imagine wanting to feel powerful with a dead baby that died a horrible death, roasted, wrapped in gold leaf because you're a rich globalist, and feeling powerful over the life that was ruined, and then eating it so you get power. You think you're getting power. I mean, how pathetic. But Nero marrying, well, Nero burned down Rome to expand his palace and would murder children for fun, dressed up as a werewolf. That's on record. You can look that up in the mainline histories. Last time I did that, John Bowne looked it up and found, like, Daily Mail and Reuters articles about it. He would dress up as a werewolf and rip children's throats out at public dinners. Caligula would marry his horse. But see, I just never get sick of a potato, egg, and cheese breakfast taco with the excellent salsa this little place we go to has. I mean, I just never get tired of it. I just never get tired of my wife. I never get tired of a sunset. I never get tired of just wholesome laughter and fun with friends. I'm not a globalist. I'm not a trendy. Hold on. This isn't a baby wrapped in gold leaf. Because, see, I'm an extremist. That's even better than whole raw milk. Whatever you do, don't hit the red alert sound. Oh, yeah, it's now criminal. They're now arresting people going door to door in multiple states for drinking raw milk. See, raw milk and breakfast tacos are evil because they're wholesome. Now, babies wrapped in red foil, I mean, in gold foil, that is trendy and cool, well, and powerful. I'm drinking rainwater here. I'm like General Jack T. Ripper. I've discovered that the system wants to go after my essence. Another Dr. Strangelove type deal. Okay, I've made my point. So we got Fritz Springmeier on the gobbling of little children that the government likes to grab. And then we've got Lyndon LaRouche popping in for 30 minutes. And then I'm going to get back into the normalcy bias, Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness, cognitive dissonance curse that this society is under right now in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast today. National media is now admitting Bilderberg are globalists that want world government. But those of us that were right about that are still bad because we don't want to eat babies roasted, wrapped in gold foil. We just don't get power. We're not trendy. And we've got Hawaii responds to Obama's birth records request. And we've also got a report up at Infowars.com with the amazing video and audio. It's like a 10-minute video of the teacher and all this cussing going on, telling the students you're not allowed to criticize the president or you'll be arrested. And the young, eloquent student is saying, no, I have a right of free speech. And the teacher starts screaming, shut up, shut up, shut up. You're going to get in trouble. You're going to get arrested. We would air it right now, but there's so many cuss words in it that it's going to take quite an editing job. So we might have that ready towards the middle or end of the broadcast today. So that is all coming up. I mean, it is an absolute information overload. After I take some calls, congressman seeks to lift propaganda ban as if they are following the ban. Propaganda that's supposed to target foreigners can now be aimed at Americans. Really, all these pro-join-the-military movies everywhere, all the anti-liberty messages in TV. Oh, you don't think they're not operating? I mean, Anderson Cooper is admitted CIA. He admits he's CIA. Reversing a long-standing policy, well, it's a law. Disconcerting and dangerous, says experts, constitutional experts. And it goes on to say they strike the ban on domestic dissemination of propaganda designed to mislead foreign governments and populations. So black propaganda is what that is basically called. Yeah, I'd call it black propaganda, blowing up those World Trade Centers and saying their CIA asset Bin Laden had done it to overthrow our republic and bring in a police state. So, see, they're just making formal what is already being done. I mean, they admit the CIA is working in every major local police department. It's totally illegal. And the cops get all starry-eyed on the news and go, we're working with the CIA at our threat fusion center. Like they found a unicorn or something. Like when you're CIA, you're like this magic person who's so incredible. And really, most of them are a bunch of dirtbag criminals involved in every form of crime from child trafficking to narcotics trafficking on record. I mean, it's like, it's so pathetic. And the CIA openly, along with 15 other agencies, works in hundreds of private contractor groups for foreign banks. I mean, it's the banker occupation army saying, we're going to arrest you, we're going to set up checkpoints, we're going to disappear you, and we're going to use propaganda against you, lying about people in the media. Well, good. Discredit yourselves fully. That's good. It's kind of like Google came out and the feds ruled 2 weeks ago. Yeah, Google's ties to the NSA can remain secret. Gee, their real headquarters are at NASA and NSA bases, and they have a fleet of government aircraft. I mean, do you think I need to have the Congress tell me it's the NSA to know that? I reverse engineered the setup of it. It's not even a secret. It was set up in 1998 by the National Security Agency and the CIA. In fact, they're about to have sentencing in the case of this guy that set up a surveillance cam in his dorm to watch his roommate have gay sex, and the guy committed suicide over it, so they're about to put the guy in jail for decades. And I'm just like, okay, put him in jail for decades for violating somebody's privacy. But the issue here is the criminal government does this out in the open and says it's to fight Al-Qaeda. Oh yeah, we're breaking the law to fight Al-Qaeda. The Al-Qaeda you fund openly and give Libya and Syria, and we've had the NSA whistleblowers risking their lives coming on, like Cybele Edmonds, where the government is openly, the so-called government, on record. She's reading the NSA communication where the CIA is commanding Bin Laden on 9/11. And FBI agents are all freaked out. You know, she said they weren't all criminals at the FBI. They were totally freaked out. Well, of course she should be totally freaked out. You should be totally freaked out. And she went and told Congress that, and they said, you're under gag. See, they use Congress in these closed hearings to go, it's okay, sweetie pie. You can tell me what you know. All right, well, spills her guts. And they say, okay, you tell anybody, we're not just going to have you arrested. We're going to have you disappeared. You understand? You'll be renditioned. This is what they tell whistleblowers. That's what they told the officers of the USS Liberty. The admiral got him on the aircraft carrier, the captain, all of them together, and said, you can tell me. He took his hat off, and he said, I'm just like you now. You can tell me what happened. And he put his hat back on, and he said, you're not just going to go to prison if you tell anybody what happened to the USS Liberty. You are going to be killed. Is that understood? And I've since, most of them are dead. I've had the admiral, he was the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I've had had the Joint Chiefs of Staff at the time on, died of a heart attack a few months after I had him on. I'm sure of natural causes, though he's so old. I had the first mate on. I've had McGonagall, the captain on. Can't get a better captain name than that, McGonagall. It sounds like something out of a fantasy novel or something, you know, out of an old Horatio hornblower or something, or Patrick O'Brien novel. Point is that they call them all in, and I mean, I've had the judge advocate general on who saw the secret testimony, all of it, how they knew the ship was being attacked to be sunk, to be blamed on Egypt, to start a big war as a false flag, and the jets had launched, and the admirals were ordered, you turn them back, we want that ship going to the bottom, and LBJ got on the radio, because the admirals on the ships, was a whole group of aircraft carriers and ships out there, said, we're not going to follow that order. They told McNamara no, so McNamara put the president on the line. You know, the telephone hooked into the radio and said, listen, I want that ship going to the GD bottom. And I've had the officers on who heard that. And those planes turned around and landed. But by God's good graces, the most decorated ship in U.S. history didn't go to the bottom. That's who runs America, okay? The New World Order. And they'll blow up and sink ships. They'll nerve gas our own troops. They'll kidnap little kids and roast them. And you're going to sit there and take it, aren't you?
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best or less guaranteed.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
What's happened is our society has become a bunch of spectators. Everybody knows that. We've just turned loose of things and say, oh, the good guys will handle things. And the most vicious, ruthless scum you can imagine has gotten control of every level. So they're openly announcing, yeah, we're going to secretly disappear you. Yeah, we're going to kill you. Yeah, we're getting rid of states' rights. I saw an article over the weekend. In fact, I forgot to print it, guys. Feds criticized 14 states for not for refusing to disband state guards. Or feds call for disbanding of state guards. They don't even want the states to have a ragtag force of volunteers who are in the National Guard or the regular military. They're so threatened, even by the states having tiny military, because the federal government doesn't exist. It's been taken over by foreign banks. It's that simple. Here's a headline. Mexican judge holds more generals in drug probe. Reuters. That's what should be happening here, but it should be bankers held in drug probe. They publicly launder the drug money. I had two cops behind me this morning coming to work, and they weren't tailing me or harassing me. We've got too many police, and all they're out doing is patrolling and writing tickets while real crime rages around us. I'm sick of it. The police are so paranoid every time you run into them now. And again, they're paranoid about things that aren't a threat. Instead of realizing, you know what, I'm ranting. Let's go to your phone calls. Bob in Missouri, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, first-time caller, long-time website follower, been listening to the program for about the last year and a half, Prison Planet TV member. Thomas Paine, the duty of a patriot is to protect his country from its government. There's a T-shirt idea for you right there, brother. Another T-shirt idea, splattered on the front, a big picture of you with just the word Morpheus on it. That's from The Matrix, of course, you know that. Let's talk about these haters on these other networks that are talking trash on you all the time. They got their little three listeners, and then they want to pick apart you, who woke me up to the idea of synthetic terror, false flag. So, you know, all the haters out there, and then all the punks in the FBI, CIA, NSA listening, I say, how can you all commit treason on such a mass scale? Doesn't that baffle you how so many people in government at one time can commit treason on a mass scale, threaten people to be killed if they speak up about what they saw in Oklahoma City, 9/11, USS Liberty, or whatever you want to talk about?
No, I've interviewed the eyewitnesses that saw the feds by name planting the bombs. I've interviewed the admirals and people that, yes, the government of Israel tried to sink the USS Liberty and was working with Lyndon Baines Johnson as a pretext to launch a larger war. I've interviewed the witnesses, the police officers that heard the countdown to blow up Building 7. And I have the newscast where they said, get back, they're going to blow it up. And I heard them say they blew it up on the news. And I have the videos of that. I mean, it's there. We have a criminal group running things. And the only reason I'm not dead is because of your prayers and because of the fact that I'm a public figure. But they still may do something to me. But you know, that's just the way it is. But look, I appreciate your call. I don't have time to even read the entire article that was in Politico that quotes yours truly multiple times and plugs our website. I mean, I read the first two quotes and then quit reading. So if I'm not going to read, I'll be honest with you, I barely even tune in when I'm on things like Nightline. I'm told I'm in Rolling Stone magazine again. I haven't even gone out and bought a copy. So I'm so busy, I guess, with target narcosis, they call it. That's where somebody's flying in World War II, a fighter plane. I guess the Germans did have jets, but we didn't. Flying in over a train or something, strafing it, and you get so focused on the target, you fly into it. I mean, I am so focused going straight forward against the New World Order that I don't pay attention to trolls. I don't pay attention to so-called networks, because I know there are some things that do audio streams out there, you know, with a couple hundred listeners. I wish it was more, whose whole world is talking trash about me, because occasionally I've accidentally run into it. And other than entertainment value, it's painful and sad. Not that I'm attacked or that everybody spends their time doing that, but that they're probably not government agents. It's purely out of jealousy and envy of what? That I work so hard, that I was working last night and I'll be working tonight at 10 o'clock, and that I'm so dedicated and that I have courage to go to Bilderberg. I have courage because I know there's no future. We're fighting for the future here if we don't beat these globalists. So don't even worry about the attacks. Ignore it. It's a sign of success.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health, but to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Whey is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Whey to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Let the system know that you will not be treaded upon, then you will be a free man. There is liberty when the government fears the people. There is tyranny when the people fear the government. We are under a premeditated scientific tyranny that the globalists intend to ratchet up to the maximum point, including mega death worldwide, 80 to 90% of us exterminated. That is the public Rockefeller Foundation plan. We have new articles today with the Rockefeller Foundation stuff coming out. I mean, it is so horrific, though. Most people will just choose to go along with the program and incrementally watch their friends and family die of cancer around them. Neurological disorders, you name it. As for me, give me liberty or give me death. And because we've been here for all these years, laying out the secret arrest, the federalization plans, how staged terror would be used as a pretext to take over society, how they would have surveillance equipment and all the light posts. I said that in Police State 2000, 1999. because we had the globalist plans, now it's all happening. There are a lot of people waking up. But just because a lot of sheeple want to go along with it, look, if 99% of people wanted to make the other 1% slaves, they couldn't do it in a republic. In a pure democracy, they could. That's two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. What do you think is going to be on the dinner menu? And I know that these are basic truths everybody knows, but we've got to rediscover them and then get them out to other people. But it's over 30% are very upset and now know about the New World Order conservatively. Most of those people are hardcore now. We've got much bigger numbers than our founders had. So quit thinking that just because everybody isn't awake or a lot of people don't care, that we've got to go along with this. The globalists are scared, and they have overreached. Okay, let's go back to your calls. Daniel in Michigan. Daniel, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello, Colonel Jones. Hello, this is Daniel. I was wondering, I'm not the type of person to show up at, like, build a cheese sandwich group or whatever, because
I'm sorry, I don't understand you, bro. I don't speak German. I know a few German words, and I just don't understand you. Sorry, I appreciate your call. I just don't understand you. We don't screen calls, but I'm not going to play games with people. I'm sorry. Jesse in Louisiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good.
I just want to call out to all the military. I'm ex-military, and with all the things that have been coming out with the internment camp documents and all of their plans and blueprints that you very clearly laid out for us to see, anybody who's been deployed in Afghanistan and Iraq has already seen these things happen. And if they just looked at it from an objective standpoint and not from the tunnel vision that they were programmed to see it in, they would see it. And one of the things that really has me scared the most right now is the fact that when we went into Afghanistan and Iraq, the first thing that happened was the banks were shut down for those countries. There was no incremental weaning off. There was no recession or inflation. They just shut down. And all of the people suffered because of it. And the news are yet to cover anything regarding that.
Well, the people controlling our society will knowingly take two-year-olds that cry for mommy and put them on seven hardcore psychotropics, in many cases killing them. They will take troops and put them in chambers, U.S. military, and nerve gas you to death. So, of course, the sky's the limit. And everything with police, the military, business, it's peer pressure. They get you in. They say, we're patriotic. We're the good guys. It's all about conforming. It's all about doing what you're told to go up the ladder. Well, if that ladder leads into a wood chipper, you don't want to conform. You don't want to be trusting. And we do not have our government anymore. We have a spider hole. And at the bottom of it is a human wrecking system. And I totally agree with you. Now they've got MSNBC and CNBC saying, oh, Europe might collapse and have bank runs, and they're already beginning in other areas. This is all by design. I said, the euro will implode Europe. They will gobble the countries up in this order, always claiming more bailouts, more money to the banks to fix the next country that's falling. And then it will move to the United States. This is a programmed plan. And the only way it's going to stop, because they could turn the economy on right now. People have desire. They have ingenuity. People want to work hard. The social engineers, the Rockefellers and others brag. Their problem is there's too much prosperity. They want to, quote, shut down the economy, or the economy's overheating. You always hear that. They want to keep you in debt. So anytime the system wanted to, they could turn things back on. But they don't want to because they want to consolidate to have full control. It's about control. And the only way to turn this around is to identify the globalist. Because if they know they're going to get the blame, and not Sarkozy or not Merkel or not Obama, not the puppets, they will be forced to back off. That's why I'm going to protest the actual rulers of the globe at Bilderberg, and everybody needs to be there. Why do you think they lock down cities and have martial law? Even the London Guardian calls it martial law in Chicago. For just some NATO people meeting, when there's no reason to lock down half the city, they can just lock down a few blocks. It's an exercise of power. Why don't they do that for Bilderberg? Why are the police so nice at every Bilderberg event I've been to once you get past flying into the country because they don't want an incident. This year is going to be different, though, my friend, because there's so much attention. The alternative media is powerful enough now that now they're having to admit it exists because they're going to probably have the big numbers of police out there, which is fine because this is going to end up generating massive attention. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And I actually work for the company that's hosting the Palm Tree Conference in Chantilly.
I think it was Lockheed Martin. I think it was Lockheed Martin last time that's used as the front. Is it Lockheed Martin?
No, I mean, I'm with the hotel chain.
Oh, you're with the hotel chain.
Yes. And, I mean, I know that that place is completely booked, despite what they told you on the phone, the first time anyway. I mean, there's nothing getting into that place, even as an associate of the hotel.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, listen, that was the person who was just ignorant. When they put me into booking, they said, oh, there's rooms available. Oh, I'm sorry, it's all blocked off because it's all shut down, but then the individual person with the code word has to file themselves in, which has now been done. No, it is there. It is there. So tell us, as somebody that works for Marriott, what your info is.
Well, I mean, I can tell you that the company very much pressures its staff on discretion and not, you know, revealing personal information or anything going on, never talking to anybody on the outside. I mean, there's a lot of, there is huge credit card fraud target, so they have to, you know, abide by all these very strict guidelines. But it seems like it feeds, I was just going through a course that talked about, you know, monitoring people and reporting people that spend more than $10,000 or even $1,000 in a certain respect, and how they didn't even have to tell the customer that they were being basically reported on.
Now, when you go to get a hotel room or you go to get a rent car, it's like entering East Germany in 1972. They are interrogating you. They are asking you questions. And this is the new society. Listen, I went to Academy last night, even shot video of it, and I went to get a kayak with my son because he wants a kayak so we can put it in the back of the truck and go places. And they bring out this giant form of who I am and numbers and driver's license and name, and I'd already bought it. And it was like an airport security. Two managers came over. They were going, hello, Mr. Jones. And they knew who I was. And for those that don't live in Texas, that's a sporting goods chain. And I said, well, I'm not going to do this. And they said, why not? And they were acting all suspicious. I said, go get your manager. And I said, I can return this right now. And they said, well, the police just want to know. And we have to register. It's a little bitty kayak, you know, one-person kayak. I mean, this is America. We are prisoners, folks. This country is a giant prison run by crooks. And they've got everybody at every level under cybersecurity. If it gets passed, anyone in IT with 100 or more customers has to go through federal courses, I mean, this new agent, and waive all their rights and agree to put spy hubs into all their equipment. I mean, this is beyond 1984, and people have no idea. So, yeah, everybody's a secret agent. I mean, you walk up at midnight in San Francisco at the airport, and you're totally tired, and you just want to drive and get to sleep because you got to be at a shoot with History Channel 60 miles away, at 9 a.m., and it's midnight. There's a line of people with their kids and stuff. The plane's delayed. This young, attractive blonde is just getting off like she's secret agent, stamping her feet and shaking her hair and going and just asking question after question after question after question and off a list. And I go up to her and I go, look, I know this is about Homeland Security. I'm not going to answer questions. You can see right there History Channel's paying for this car. And she got me back, by the way. She goes, well, I still need your credit card. She didn't run theirs and ran mine and laughed about it. And she said, oh, and I know where you really live and all this stuff. She knew I just moved. I mean, she was laughing at me. And I said, listen, your future is going to be destroyed by this, too. I mean, she's injected with cancer viruses. She's the type to take the Gardasil shot. She's drinking sodium fluoride. You better believe it. She'll be dead by the time she's 40 of breast cancer, probably. But she's probably 20 years old. She didn't care. It was fun to fantasize that she was Ethan Hunt in Mission Impossible. And I mean, it's like, look, lady, I'm not the spy. The people that you work for are the spies, okay? Little girl, you got it through your walnut brain? I'm not answering your stinking questions. I'm sorry. Anything else?
My wife and I just had twin boys last week. And just talking about, you know, being knowledgeable about medication and stuff. And I was sitting there asking them questions and making sure they clearly understood. You have to come to me for anything you're going to inject in my son's bodies. And they looked at me like I was crazy.
Even though on record they do it at the schools and the hospitals without asking you criminally.
Well, and they looked at me like I'm crazy because I didn't want them to arbitrarily inject my children with hepatitis.
No. They just act like that, though. I mean, the point is, at the hospital, they acted crazy every time. And then later, the nurses go, oh, none of us do it. And about half the people are saying, no, we're just told to act like that. It's all psych warfare. It's all black ops, man. I mean, do you understand? And we all just play along with the role. Well, I'm not playing along anymore. I was making a scene in that academy. I was like, oh, it's weird that I'm speaking out. You know, oh, yeah, an Alcatraz, you can't buy a boat. I mean, I'm talking a little bitty plastic, tiny kayak. And some of the guys even knew who I was, but they were still looking at me and kind of acting weird like they were cops or something. This country's a joke, man. And I love America, but we got to admit what pathetic losers we are. I mean, land of the free, home of the brave. What a joke. I saw so many cop cars driving in this morning. I mean, this country is gone, okay? I appreciate your call. You're like, you ought to feel good seeing police. Oh, like when I'm in Mexico or Guatemala? No, you don't feel good. You know, and again, the average police officer may not be bad, but they're directed. I mean, you know, a cop pulls you over and the questions start. Or anywhere you see them, they're looking at you. They're assessing you. And it's just like, man, you think you're smart because you're with the government. They're like little kids playing that they're superheroes or something. And it's just like, don't you get it? I happen to be behind the curtain. I've seen it all. I've taken the red pill, and I can't play patty cake with you anymore. I was talking to Dave Mustaine's wife about the last time they flew out and how they grew up their 14-year-old daughter and all this. And when they opted out, they stuck him over in an area and made him wait. You know, 10, 15 minutes, they came over and started laughing at him, going, still opting out? Still opting out, because I was driving them to the airport this weekend, and I was telling the story of my crew when they flew out, when the looks like the military was involved, murdered that guy because he has chickens in his backyard up in Georgia, the chicken man. And I was telling the story about, yeah, my guys opted out of the naked body scanner, so they left him there for like 35 minutes, kept coming over and saying, oh, you opt out. Pam was halfway listening. She went, oh, I told you that story? Yeah, that's what they did. And I went, oh, no, they did that to you? She hadn't. So the standard thing is a little psyop joke with a citizen that doesn't want to go on an illegal naked body scanner that isn't even certified and on record gives you cancer, and they save your naked image, and they grope you on top of it. That was always the plan. It's about getting in your space. And they sit there and come over and laugh at my crew. And go, you still opting out? Might miss your flight? You still out? Just making them sit there for a total of 40 minutes, and they almost missed their flight. I mean, this is scum. Imagine the scum that they've hired who are running this administrative tyranny. And all over the country now, when you opt out, they try to make you miss your flight. So get there an hour early, and you take up their time. And you just sit there and speak out about, in fact, you should bring, like, New York Times, Associated Press, all the major scientific firms, John Hopkins, you name it, because they tell those idiots that work there that, oh, John Hopkins says the radiation's safe. So what you do is you go, really? And you just pull out of your back pocket, I have the Associated Press that it actually massive cancer increases, cancer clusters at Boston Logan, where they first put the scanners in 8 years ago. And believe me, you run your reverse psyop, but with the truth. They got lies, intimidation. You just take off the cloak and reveal the light, and they'll just like absolutely fall to their knees. And just, believe me, you'll suddenly be right through real fast. Oh, whoa, let's get you right through here. You're not going to let us just win and sit on you and dominate you and run you through a breaking process. You know, I was watching a Steve McQueen movie this weekend running on the treadmill called Papillon. And it's a composite based on a lot of true things that happened on Devil's Island where for, they said you stole a loaf of bread, you know, 30 years hard labor in the swamps with malaria. And, you know, they talk about, we're here to break you. And everything that's going on in that, based on what really went on at Devil's Island, is breaking people. That's what this is. There's conscious psychological warfare chiefs who come up with a system to break America and to phase in total tyranny. And they plan on a civil war. They do plan on trying to ban guns, certain types, making examples, killing people, scaring folks. And most good old boys are going to line up and turn them in. I'm doing everything I can now to try to reverse this now. You see, the gun culture is awake to a certain extent, but the gun shows, the gun dealers, they won't talk about the Second Amendment. That's why I've launched a Second Amendment show, and I want to get your feedback on it. That's going to be political with the Steiner brothers, my high school friends. They're big ranch owners and landowners here in town, great patriots. One of them's a former champion rodeo, world champion. The other guy's been a top country music guy, but that's a side issue. The point is, we all love guns. So we're starting to do this, and that video is at the bottom of Infowars.com. Headlines, incredible explosions and fiery tracers. Tell me what you think about it right there. There's also an article posted on Infowars.com titled Video, New Alex Jones Gun Show. Tell us what you think. I want to get your suggestions and stuff right there, because we need to get in there and energize the gun culture and wake them up to the New World Order, and then it's over. It's checkmate. We've got the globalists in check, so they're accelerating a counterattack.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000 miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable, low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
All right, this segment and the next, ahead of Fritz Springmeier, we get a quick update from Derek Brose. It made national news a few weeks ago when the TSA, as they do in many other cities, began running checkpoints and searching people on the streets and at bus stations and bus stops, searching bags, violating the Fourth Amendment. And the cops are like, well, the feds are here. So they wave a magic wand. There's no rights. We're keeping you safe from Al-Qaeda, the people that publicly work for TSA and the globalists. So we're going to be going over that. And Derek Bros is founding member of Houston Free Thinkers and partner with We Are Change Houston. And we really appreciate him coming on the show, popping in with a quick update. Because I've seen the videos online from city council and what's happening. They're now backtracking. And it's been pointed out that what they did is illegal. But I think some of the victims need to sue the city to make sure this doesn't happen anymore, because the creeping death of the bankers that poses the federal government is marching on. So break down what happened in Houston and now the aftermath of the feds groping people.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, so back in April, we had a member of the group, Philip Levine. He happened to be at the right bus stop at the right time. And he witnessed a press conference being held by Sheila Jackson Lee, a representative from out here, representatives from the TSA, the Harris County Police, Houston Police Department, Metro Police, and, of course, the DHS, holding a press conference announcing the beginning of a national pilot program called Bus Safe, which is a counterterror program, and Houston was the first city they were going to do it on, and it included TSA getting on buses, asking people where they're going, checking their IDs. And the original press release said that there was going to be random bag searches, dogs on the buses, as well as undercover officers riding the buses. We got pictures of this as well. We have pictures of TSA inspectors questioning people. And after it happened, we put out an article, put the information out, and almost immediately lawyers from Houston also jumped on the case. And in Metro said they made a mistake and that there were no random bag searches, that was a mistake in the press release, although we do believe that to be false.
Oh, no, yeah, it's all psyop. I mean, no, they can burn down a church at Waco and say they're not assaulting it because you're the enemy. It's all about deception against their enemy. By way of deception, the New World Order dominates this country. But continuing, again, they lie and always say you're the first city. They've been doing it in Boston, New York, Dallas, San Francisco. They're preparing a nationwide rollout.
Yeah, definitely. And that's why we wanted to stand up against this and try to put a stop to it as they rolled it out. So we put that article out. Mark Bennett, a local lawyer out here, he started attacking Metro Police Chief through his blog and calling him out for the lies. And so everybody planned to go to the Metro board meeting, and we did that. Members of the Houston Freethinkers, We Are Change, the Harris County Criminal Lawyers Association, we pretty much took over that board meeting during the public speaking time. And at the beginning of the meeting, one of the board members said basically he had no idea this was going on. So the people that are the head of Metro out here don't even know what's happening in their own company.
No, it's the bureaucracy. And again, an inspector in take the New York system is like one of the highest levels of police officer and is actually over police in many cases, controlling them as kind of an internal affairs. To call these TSA people inspectors when they're not even peace officers, it's all a giant criminal fraud. It's a federalization takeover under the guise of the terror they staged.
Yes, definitely. That's what we were there to tell them. I chose to speak as well as other members of the group, and we told them that they're creating an atmosphere of fear, that this is all about paranoia, getting everybody to be suspecting of terrorists and this and that. So we took over the meeting that day, and they said because of that, they would set up a special committee meeting where we could talk specifically just about the TSA issue. And the local news covered the story. We got some more coverage because of that. And that was a few weeks back, and just...
Stay there. Come back, because now they're saying they're going to back off, but at least for now. What you've done is the model for the rest of the country.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.